Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Exactly what it was. So there were two schemes. The first one was arguably the more interesting of the two, related to a buyback of Barclays' own debt, which I think happened in December, which historically would have been eligible for exemption from tax. But when they submitted their plan for this to the authorities, it was has since been rejected on a retrospective basis. But the reason for that is because the rules changed a couple of years ago to outlaw precisely this kind of tax break.
You know, so I think there was a sense of sort of puzzlement as to why Barclays would be doing this, you know, so blatantly when the rules had clearly been changed to outlaw this. So I think that's one of the reasons that HMRC came down so hard on them. You know, they were just really appalled, actually, that they could still try and do this. And I think Barclays thought it would never be publicly disclosed in the way it was. So they thought they could perhaps, you know, try their luck and see how far they could go.
They thought it would be privately accepted or rejected.
Yeah. Or they'd be told, no, you can't do this. And, you know, it would all remain sort of behind closed doors. I mean, what's really embarrassing for Barclays is the fact that this comes